guys. Welcome to today's Everything Digital, the show where we bring you, you said it, everything cool, everything hip, and that's right, everything that's digital in your world today. And as always, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Faith History, and I'll be your digital guide on this series. Now, today I'm super excited. I'm always excited, but you know, today, like, I'm super, super excited. How many supers was that? One, two. Okay, super excited. That's the third excited, because guess who's in the studio? Guess who? Can you guess? Can you just guess? Social Media Week founder for Social Media Week Lagos, Ngozi Odita, is here all the way from Brooklyn to Lagos, and she's in the studio. You can hear her doing the Brooklyn. Go ahead, Ngozi.
Brooklyn's in the house. By way of Onitsha.
Well done. Because she is very much one of us. She is a Nigerian. And yeah, she's from Onitsha. What's up, girl? How are you, Ngozi?
I am well. I am well. Thank you, Faith, for having me.
Thanks so much for coming.
Yes. Super excited to be here today.
Yeah, so another super. Yes, that's number four supers. And I've been wanting to talk to you for years. I mean, let's just say since you started Social Media Week, but I wasn't even, the show hadn't even started yet. So that, I think I was still in South Africa then. And I was just watching from afar. I was like, oh my God, oh my goodness. And I think I came for the very first launch event, remember?
Yes.
That was, yeah. And where we called the influencers back then when I was an influencer. I was just like,
you're still an influencer.
Oh, she gives me a compliment. Thank you. Anyways, you know, it's just amazing what you've been able to accomplish in the past 7 years. 7 years old, Social Media Week Lagos. What brought this idea to your mind to even begin with?
So in the States, I was doing a lot of programming and curation around kind of this new shift. Like, this is what's happening in, like, culture and tech across the continent. So that was kind of like my lane when I was in the US. So I would go to conferences, I would go to different events, I would curate programming. But it was always me like saying, oh, everything is so great. Like, all these awesome people are doing things in Nigeria, South Africa, across the continent. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, it just began to feel like, why am I being this mouthpiece? Like, why am I telling everybody how great it is? People need to tell their own stories. So I was producing events with Social Media Week in New York. It started in New York City. Mm-hmm. And I just decided, you know what? Like, I want to come home and produce and bring the event to Lagos and actually bring it to Africa, because it had not been in any African city at that point. This was 2012. Mm-hmm. So I reached out. I said, I want to acquire the license to bring it to Nigeria. And they said, why not pick another country? Maybe
Why?
South Africa.
Why
Maybe.
Would they try to deny us?
Maybe Kenya. I just think, you know, especially, you know, this was 2012.
Yeah,
so you
we
know,
were
we
still...
were still caught in that 419 little bit of era.
And
at that
time. Yes, and we were we were still kind of in our infancy in terms of it getting online.
Definitely.
So it was just like time and place, you know?
So it wasn't when you thought about, like, tech. First of all, nobody was really thinking about tech on the continent. Like, people on the continent were, people across Africa were, but nobody outside was really thinking about, like, oh,
the continent
technology,
being,
like, on the, like, also innovating. You know, when you talk about innovation, nobody was like, oh, yeah, throw. Now, of course, it's so different.
Right.
But then it wasn't. So I think they just went to what they knew. What's the most westernized country?
African countries.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was yeah. So
and I worked as a digital manager and digital strategist at the time. And I have to say that it wasn't as advanced in Nigeria in terms of technology, online technology, especially. South Africa was leaps and bounds, followed by Kenya. And Nigeria was still, you know, brand managers were still going, ah, are you sure? I mean, put it on Facebook. You know what I mean? And, you know, but that was forward thinking of you to step in at that time, because that time, 2012, the switch started.
Yeah.
Like, it started, the growth really started accelerating. And
definitely.
And you jumped on it and you saw the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would you say, I mean, it's kind of hard to ask this question, but I have to. In the past 7 years of you doing this, what would you say is, like, the one overall thread that connects all those years? Like, what is the one thing that you can say, you know what, Nigeria's got this?
I think it's, like, really the same, like, regardless of, like, digital platforms, like, Nigerians are, like, always talking, wanting to be first, always, like, if something's happening, a Nigerian is there, like, you know, like, we're always around, we're always in the mix, we're always at the forefront. So I think we adapt so early and we're ready to, like, take things and, like, see what how we can have our hand at it. So I think the same thing happened with, like, social media. Like, so Twitter, like, came on the scene and you had, like, at that time a few Nigerians. Like, but then it just caught on. Mm-hmm. And we like to talk and just, and, like,
you know,
we
just connect.
And so that's exactly, like, in its infancy, that's really how people were using Twitter. Like, Nigerians were literally just having conversations like they were on a phone. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
Everybody was on there doing that. So there was a lot of, like, convergence. But I think now people are realizing, no, this is a tool I'm going to make. This is a tool. I'm going to make money. I'm going to use WhatsApp to sell my line, my collection. So, like, we're, like, taking it into, like, this commerce space. Like,
absolutely.
We're taking it into, like, advocacy. Like, how are we going to hold our politicians accountable? Like, how are we going to, you know, like,
how are we going to organize
change?
A walk? Yeah.
Exactly. So I think now we're, like, saying, okay, like, this is a real tool to make things happen, not just to, like,
talk. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So we are innovative. We are at the forefront.
Yes.
And I want to find out what's happening for this upcoming social media
yeah.
week. So we're going to go take a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, I want to hear more about what's going to change. Social media week is coming up. What should people get ready for? Guys, you're listening to Everything Digital. My name is Faith History, and I've got Ngozi Odita right here in the studio with me. She's a founder for Social Media Week Lagos, and we'll be right back.
This is why you need to upgrade to MTN 4G. MTN 4G means saying goodnight from 1,000 miles via seamless video call as though you're home.
Hello? Anyone home?
It means planning a series binge day with no buffering. 4G means navigating town with internet speed so fast, you never miss the party jollof. You deserve to live the 4G life. Or don't you?
Upgrade to a 4G smartphone today and enjoy super fast internet. Simply swap your MTN SIM to a 4G enabled SIM or bring your current smartphone to the MTN network and enjoy double data bonus for 3 months. Offer is specially made just for you. Also available to new and existing MTN customers with smartphones.
And we're back, guys. You've been listening to Everything Digital. My name is Faith History. And yes, I've still got Ngozi Odita right here in the studio, founder of Social Media Week Lagos. And they're in their 7th year. What's going to change this year?
Each year we try and, like, add a little bit more flavor. You have to stay, like, ahead of the game. But, I mean, we're expanding the campus. So there's lots of, like, fun little elements. I'm not going to, like, drop it yet. But, like, think, like, some beach activities.
Ooh,
like,
beach
sessions
activities.
On beaches. Like, cool stuff like that.
Nice.
But then also, like, some really great programming. We're expanding our startup track, which is called Launched in Africa. It's really successful. So we're doing a lot of, like, programming and, like, mentoring for, like, startups.
Okay.
And then also...
And can startups who are listening right now or was planning to start up, can they get in, and how do they get into
Launched
in
Africa?
Yeah,
so we have a track. If you go to the website, you can click the Launched in Africa link and you can apply for the pitch session
That's
going to happen on the last day. And you can just by getting involved, you'll be looped into, like, some of the mentor sessions and the workshops that are geared towards startups.
Okay. All right. So those are specifics for startups. Mm-hmm. And then what about the rest of the people? Free to get in? Yes.
Yes. So for a limited time. So if you want to get your badge for free, you have until the 21st mm-hmm. of November to do so. So ample time. You got, like, few weeks
mm-hmm.
to get that free badge.
November, yes.
And even if you miss out on the free badge, it's a full week of, like, workshops, sessions. Like, these are things that people pay, like, hundreds and thousands of dollars for in other countries to attend. So even if you miss the free deadline, it's still very affordable. Still come out.
What's affordable? How much?
It's on a scale. So if you come to the door, it's 9K. It's 9.5 if you come to the door. But it's sliding scale up until then. So
okay.
If you miss
out.
So
you can probably get it cheaper.
You can still get
it
cheaper.
First,
yes.
Right? Get it cheaper online.
Exactly.
Okay.
So go to the website, smwlagos.com.
smwlagos.com. Com.
Yes.
All right. Now, I'm going to take one more quick break. When we come back, I want to pick Ngozi's brains because I'm just feeling like, you know what, there's some things that she's still holding back and I want to get it from her about Social Media Week, about some of the innovations that she's seen and sort of like where this market is going. All right, guys, you're listening to Everything Digital. We're going to take one more quick break and then we'll be right back.
If you're always on the go like me, I'm sure you'd love to have the perfect bag. That one bag that you can fit all your things in.
Pure bliss, right?
Pretty much like my Extra Value plan. But before I got on MTN Extra Value, I had one plan for my calls, another for data, and then another for when I travel abroad. Ugh! Trying to remember what code worked for each package was so stressful and overwhelming. But now, thanks to my Extra Value all-in-one plan, at the same cost of data, I get all the data and talk time I need. And when I'm abroad, I automatically browse, chat, and call right on the same plan. Amazing, right?
MTN Extra Value is the compact plan made just for you. For just 2,000 Naira, you get 2.5 gigabytes and 2,500 Naira talk time you can use at home or abroad. So, more of data or calls, whichever one you prefer, MTN Extra Value is made just for you.
And we're back, guys. My name is Faith History. You've been listening to Everything Digital, and I've still got Ngozi in the studio. Ngozi Odita, that is, yes, the founder of Social Media Week Lagos. So, Ngozi, you've told us about Social Media Week. It's happening. Tell me the dates before you go, real quick.
Oh, yes, the 4th through the 8th of February.
Okay, so 4th through 8th of February of 2019.
Yeah.
And usually it's happening at the Landmark.
Landmark, right? Center. That is our campus. Okay. 5 days of awesomeness.
Of awesomeness. Okay, so speaking of awesomeness, what do you think is awesome about where we are right now as a nation? What's next? Like, where can young people key in into social media that we're not currently looking at?
I think it's really simple. Like, you just have to solve local problems, whatever it is you choose to attack. If you're like, listen, I know that women in my community are having trouble. Young mothers are having trouble accessing information about care and maternity. Attack that. If you notice there's issues with accessing education or people need tutoring for math, like whatever it is, you can find a digital solution. There's a way that technology can approach it. There's so many young people that are brilliant in Nigeria and across Africa that there's never going to be enough jobs for you. No matter where you go in the world, there's never going to be enough jobs. But you yourself can just look and say, okay, what can I do? How can I create some change? Mm-hmm. And I think it's really simple. Like, we have to just start solving our local problems. And there's so many of them in agriculture, in healthcare, in education. Pick an industry, pick anything.
Like, and pick a problem.
And pick a problem.
And pick some partners,
And pick some partners, yes. People you can collaborate with, which is what you can do at Social Media Week. Like, all those people in one room. There's never any other time in Nigeria.
You got it.
When you can connect like that.
You got it. And that's what I wanted to hear. It's that collaboration. You know, guys, because you show up there, you're taking your photos, you're going for your sessions, you're blanking out some of you. I see you. But I'm saying to you, partner with each other. Do what she's saying. You know, solve the problem. That is the next move. That's the next move. It's all up to you guys.
Or somebody else solves it for you.
Absolutely.
Y'all, but don't leave that money on the table.
Leaving that money on the table. Ngozi, thank you so much.
Thank you for
having me. Thanks for bringing this to Nigeria, yes, and leaving your comfortable cold New York to come in and enjoy.
Oh, it's warm
us
sometimes,
here.
Not now, but
comfortable,
sometimes.
Cold, uncomfortable. Anyway, but thank you for coming. Thank you for what you do, and I'm really proud to know you, and I've known you for a while, and I'm really happy that you started this, you know, movement, and we're still running with it. 7 years later, you're still doing this. All right, any final words before we roll out?
No, just come through, come collaborate, come connect. It will change your life, I promise.
All right, it will change your life. And I will also make sure that your life gets changed, because at Social Media Week, I'm going to be doing a live podcast. So if you guys want to get on radio, you need to come through. All right, I'll be there. All right, guys, don't forget, we're on YouTube. We are on the web, everythingdigitalmedia.com. My name is Faith History. I'm signing out until next week. Toodles!
Everything Digital.
Everything Digital is proudly brought to you by MTN. This is a Faith History production.